You cannot write the script, really, when you think about it, can you? But when it comes to election campaigns, how often have we said that, eh? Matera Tere finally fallen on his sword, but what a price it's come at. These first polls since the implosion show a third of their support, a third of the Green support, has up and left. Not just that, but allegations swirling. She was getting help from her family while committing benefit fraud. She denies any of that had anything to do with yesterday's decision.
What it is about is that my family are being questioned. I think those questions are intrusive and unnecessary, and I've got a responsibility to them.
Ironically, no contrition, just blame for the media.
For them and for myself, it's intolerable. I can deal with the political scrutiny. I've been doing that for a very long time now, but that scrutiny of family members and border family members is just not acceptable.
Well, we'll look at those polls, as I mentioned a moment ago. James Shoran after 7 o'clock as well, but first ex-Green MP Sue Bradford is with us. Very good morning to you.
Good morning, Mike.
Is this a disaster that didn't need to happen?
I don't think so. I mean, Matera made a choice when she announced the welfare policy to reveal her own situation. It's fairly clear that she and her advisors, I think, didn't really comprehend the consequences, and she is paying a really heavy price for it. But at the same time, the fact that the Greens took this really strong stand on welfare and that Matera did put herself on the line has attracted a lot of support that wasn't there before from people on the left of the Greens to the left of the Greens and from beneficiaries themselves. Now, we're all aware of the poll result last night, and we're going to be talking about that with others shortly, but the Greens would have dropped regardless as a result of the Jacinda Ardern effect. I don't think anybody, any commentator in the country would question that.
Here's the really interesting thing about that. So in this poll last night, New Zealand First dropped 4, and they've arguably done nothing wrong. So you could mount an argument, could you not, that the Matera Tere problem isn't actually a poll disaster. They were going to Labour anyway.
Absolutely. You saw the two Green MPs leaving over this, and there is a part of the Greens and of the Green support that would have been unhappy about Matera and the stand Greens took on welfare. I don't think there's any question of that, but there's also a whole lot of new support that's come to the Greens because of their clear stand on the welfare system. So how can any of us know actually measure it?
No.
But I'm sure that at least a substantial portion of that poll drop was because of Jacinda, not because of Matera.
What would you rather have? Say the Greens end up on the night at 6 or 7%, so it's not been a great campaign, as opposed to 13. Would you rather have 6% support and be in government with Labour, or 13% support and be in opposition?
I mean, that's for the Green Party, not for me. But like any political party, if I was in the Greens now, you go after every vote you can get, every number, every MP. All that counts after an election is the numbers. Your choice is then strategically where you sit inside government, outside government. And, of course, that's down to the numbers across all the parties. The Greens can't control that. Each party can only go out hard to maximise its votes. And I hope James Shaw, he's got a really tough job in front of him now, as do his colleagues. But I'm sure they'll be going out and doing their very best to build on the support the Greens have got from this new sector over the last few weeks. If they don't let unemployed people and beneficiaries and low-wage workers down at this point, if they stay strong on both their environmental and social justice principles, I think they will hold the support, and I wish them well.
All right, appreciate your time very much, Sue Bradford, ex-Green MP, of course. It has exposed, has it not, for the casual observer, the two schisms within the party. And I just don't know how many casual observers of politics understood just how diametrically opposed those people are in the Greens. You've got the sandal wearers, and you've got people like Sue Bradford.